The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me. Because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life. And I shall raise him on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord. On one occasion, one of Padre Pio's fellow friars in the monastery saw him praying intently in the chapel, and several hours passed, and finally Padre Pio came out, and his brother says, "Padre, what were you praying about so intensely?" And he said, "I was praying about the blessed repose of my grandfather's soul." And he said, but Padre, I thought you said your grandfather was already in heaven." And he said, "Yes, God allowed him entrance into heaven knowing that I would one day be praying for him." I, not too long ago, read a really beautiful work by a woman who allegedly has a special apostolate for the souls in purgatory. They have visited her for years. Now, a person doesn't have to believe this, but she's been investigated by her bishop for many, many years, and he's never found anything she's written contrary to the faith. In fact, he has found it to assist souls to grow in faith. And she said the very first time that a soul in purgatory came to her asking for prayers, the soul said, "Would you pray for 3 hours on my behalf?" And she said, "Oh, okay." And after, she said, those 3 hours, it seemed to last 3 days. She said, after she had finished those 3 hours, the soul came back to her and says, you have no idea how powerful your sufferings on earth are. You saved me the equivalent of 20 years in purgatory." My brothers and sisters, the church offers us this day, reminds us of our obligation to pray for departed souls. And it also gives us the hope in the salvation of any soul of all time. One of the things that she said is, people have come to her and have asked, "Would you pray for someone I know who died through suicide?" She said she has yet to encounter a soul that was lost who took their own life. She says that doesn't mean that no souls are ever lost, but she says my experience has been that every single one of them has been saved. And she says oftentimes a person won't show any sign of repentance before they die. And it's really interesting because I got an email 2 days ago from someone who said, "Father, you know, I'm afraid that my dad has been lost because when he died, there was no remorse for anything. In fact, somewhat of the opposite." And this woman said numerous times she's experienced where someone between the time where they apparently died and the moment of their actual death, our Lord offered them the opportunity of repentance, and they took it. They begged him for mercy. So she said, we just never know. I close with this. She shares that one time a religious sister told her the story that she was working in a hospital, and two of her patients, one was a priest, and one was a young woman, and both were dying of tuberculosis. And this young woman, a very faithful young Catholic woman, she says to the priest, she says, "Father, let's ask our Lord that everything that we're enduring, that he might accept it so that we can be admitted directly into heaven when we die." And the priest says, "Oh, I wouldn't dare to ask such a thing." That sister said to this woman, she said, after both of them had departed, she said, "I was praying one day in the chapel and that priest came to me. He said, God is allowing me to visit you. And he said, sister, I wish I would have had the same trust as that young girl. Because like her, I would have gone straight to heaven if I had simply asked our Lord that I would be allowed to do my time in purgatory here on earth." So let's ask our Lord the same grace for ourselves, but also that that we might never pass up an opportunity of suffering for a departed loved one or any departed soul that our Lord wants to use that suffering for. The power of our sufferings here on earth are beyond anything that we could imagine.